我们今天所要证道的讲题是良心的法则。Our message this morning is entitled The Law of the Conscience。 人跟畜生有什么分别？ What is the difference between man and the rest of the animal world? 人的不同点，跟畜生的不同点，就是神把他的灵，他自己的形象印在我们的心头上。God made man in his own image. 神也给我们一个良心。God gives us a conscience. 这良心是能够认识到神的律法，把神的律法印在人的心中。 A man is distinguished from the animals because man is made in the image of God and is given a conscience that reflect the character or law of God that is written in their hearts. 保罗在罗马书第二章第十五节说到，我们所背的这经节，罗马书第二章第十五节说到，这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非知心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，就是我们的心中的思念呢，神印在我们的心中一个认识他的法则的他的律法的心，使到我们知道什么是对什么是错。 So that we the word of God says that which in Romans 2:15 we show the law of the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing and excusing one another. 罗马书第二章第十一到十五节就是探讨这一点。Romans 2:11-16 describes what God has done by putting His image in our hearts, and thereby there is a conscience to the understanding of the world around us, the laws of God written in our hearts. 那一个犯了罪的人，他们的心没有平安。 One who transgresses God's law, there is no peace in the conscience of that person. If he is not guilty, then his conscience excuses him. But if he is guilty, then his conscience will accuse him.这里我们 说到我们的神给我们一个良心是从哪里来的？是神赐的畜生不能够了解不过人能够了解。那一个人良心发现就知道自己做错了人可能不知道，不会指责我们 啊，不过神呐、啊，他把他的律法印在我们的心中，使到我们知道我们自己做错了。约瑟啊，我们创世纪第42章看到，他被法老提升了，现在掌管整个埃及国。那他掌管埃及国有7年的丰收，也有7年的干旱啊。那7年的丰收过了啊，7年的干旱来了。为什么神要在这个时候使到这地方有这样大的饥荒呢？在创世纪第42章第一节就讲到这个饥荒使到雅各和他的家人还有他约瑟的兄弟们都要被逼下埃及，被逼下埃及。Why did God allow the famine? There were 7 years of plenty, and then came the 7 years of famine. As we look at the narrative in Genesis 42, we see how the famine forced the family of Jacob, in particular his 10 brothers who sold him to Egypt for debt many years ago, coming to Egypt to buy grain. 我们有两大点，第一点就是一个人就是的良心能够指责一个人的心，使到他没有平安那这个指责过年岁是不能够解脱的年岁不能够解脱，这个时间不能够使到你的心的你的这个不平安的心变得平安那第二点就是神的好意成全了神的好意成全了，第1到23节，第一点，第6到9节，第24到29节 ，The anguish of a guilty conscience, verse 1 to 23, and God's goodwill fulfilled, verse 6 to 9, and verse 24 to 28. Verse 1 of our text says, "Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do ye look one upon another?" 雅各见埃及有粮，就对儿子们说，你们为什么彼此观望呢？我听见埃及有粮，你们可以下去，从那里为我们滴些来，使我们可以存活，不至于死。 He said, Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get ye down and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. 我们看到约瑟的弟兄们坐着无法我没有法没有就是没有什么计划帮助家人，因为这个时候真的是没饭吃了没饭吃了为什么他们不要下埃及呢你们有没有想过因为他们有一个不安的心。为什么有一个不安的心呢？ 因为 他把他的弟弟啊卖了啊，他把弟弟约瑟卖了啊，进埃及啊。虽然有很多年过了，不过时间呢不能够使他们忘记他们做这个亏欠的，对他们的弟弟做的这个亏欠的事。Why did they not suggest to go down to Egypt to buy corn? Because they were plagued with guilt for selling their brother Joseph into slavery, and time, though many years has gone by. You know, Joseph was 17 years old, 约瑟17岁就被卖进埃及，他现在几岁了？他30岁就站在法老面前，就是13年了，过了七年的饥荒，七年的丰收，现在饥荒的时候，所以13年、7年、20年呢，可能现在饥荒过了一两年了，没饭了，没饭吃了，所以22年了，所以很长的时间。It was a long time since Joseph was sold to Egypt. Perhaps more than 20 years.17 years old as a teenage boy, he was sold, and he was there until he stood before Pharaoh. Our text told us last week that he was 30 years old, and having 7 years of plenty, 37 years old, and 2 years after, perhaps 1 or 2 years after, when food ran out, you know, 我们说、哎、我们工作要储蓄，要有储蓄啊！不过你的储蓄如果没有工作的时候可以用多久呢？可以用多久呢？有很多人我们知道了没有工作了时间久了，储蓄也用完了你可以就是6个月不要工作用你的储蓄你用你的积蓄来维持不过过了一年哇，是很久的时间，这个饥荒要七年你有什么储蓄除非你真的是有做很大的准备通常一个人你说你工作了需要家用能够存起来的不多不多。那现在过了饥荒来了他们家里就感觉到我们无法了这饥荒真的是很凶我们家里没粮了。 It is interesting that the 10 brothers will now have to make the journey to Egypt, traveling the route, the Midianites travel, when they brought Joseph, forced him as a prisoner to make that dreadful journey through the desert to Egypt. 我们可以看到那十个兄弟他们要下埃及就是要就是重演约瑟下埃及被做奴仆被押进埃及的旅程How did God cause the brothers also to make the journey by the famine? 他们怎么样使到他们的良心能够发作呢？使到他们也下埃及，感受到约瑟所受的这些痛苦呢？就是一个饥荒来了，使到他们也是要没办法因为要谋生，所以要下埃及。那埃及是世界上最后一个地方他们要去因为他们的心里真的是很不安因为他知道 啊，他们把弟弟啊卖进了埃及，啊，现在失踪了，没有消息，是生是死不知道，啊。Egypt is the last place that they want to go. They want to forget their wicked deed toward Joseph. 他们要忘记啊，他们做的对约瑟做的那些亏欠他的事。God will now awaken their conscience, and the anguish of their guilt will plague them once again. 神要使他们的良心发作啊，使到他们就是认识到他们啊，在很多年前呢，20年前呢，啊，做错了的1000次，在创世纪第37章啊，37章我们可以看到37章第19节啊，他们怎么样计划啊，计划。把约瑟卖进埃及啊，创世纪第37章第19节啊，就这里就说到彼此说，你看这个做梦的来了，这个做梦的来了啊，约瑟有做了什么梦呢？约瑟做的梦就是说，他的弟兄们就跟他跪下下拜，他的父母亲也跟他跪下下拜，啊，那约瑟啊，进了埃及有多少年呢？哇，有20年呢，这样长的地方，啊，他怕不怕做梦？啊，因为他的梦啊，使到他的。就是说被害了，啊，现在没有家，啊，他有没有信心说，哎呀，这个梦是神给的，啊，我知道这个是神给的，啊 ，As we think about Joseph and his dreams, and we think, how could he have faith in dreams anymore, when his dreams landed him.As a slave for the better part of his youthful life, 我们可以看到，不过约瑟没有灰心啊，仍旧的啊信靠神，相信神啊，所以神也给他这个智慧啊，赐他这个智慧啊，帮助法老。啊，法老啊，解他的梦，啊，解他的梦。那我们也看到他们的这个兄弟啊，怎么样计划啊，计划害他这个弟弟啊。第21章第三，创世纪第37章第21节，流便听见了，要救他脱离他们的手，说：“我们不可害他的性命，又说不可流他的血，可以把他丢在这野地的坑里啊，把他留在野地的坑里。”哇！他留在野地的坑的时候啊，他的感受是怎么样的啊？被自己的亲兄弟丢进去，丢在那坑里啊！哇，这20年后啊，我们说时间没有冲淡一切啊。We see now after 20 years, time did not wash away the guilt. 箴言书第26章27节说啊，箴言书第26章27节说。 陷坑的，自己必掉在其中；滚石头的，石头必反滚在他的身上。Proverbs 26:27 says, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return unto him." 啊，这个箴言啊，这个比喻啊，是很容易了解的啊，容易了解的啊。一个人要害人呢 反而害己啊，害了自己啊。那这里就讲到啊，不要存有恶心啊，不要存有恶心。So here is a warning, particularly against hidden malice. Proverbs, 箴言书第一章第18-19节说到。箴言书第一章18-19节说到，这些人埋伏是为自己流己血，蹲伏是为自害己命。凡贪恋财力的所行之路都是如此，这贪恋之心乃夺去得财者之命。 Proverbs 1:18-19 says, "And they wait for their own blood, they look privily for their own lives. So the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof." 他们对约瑟有一个就是嫉妒的心啊。一个嫉妒的心啊，嫉妒就是什么？就嫉妒就是一个贪念的心啊，嫉妒就 envy 啊 ，they were envious toward Joseph 啊，because Joseph was loved by the father and they envied Joseph and and that envy, envy has a root in the breaking of the tenth commandment, "Thou shalt not covet." Thou shalt not covet. They wanted, that favor that the others have, but they don't have, and that's no good. The Lord says that we are to be contented with our lot in life. Whatever that God gives us, He makes no mistakes. It's the best for us. 我们在这里也可以看到我们主耶稣他来世的时候他的生命那些那些对耶稣他的道不服的他那些以色列的掌管以色列的祭司们祭司者他们把耶稣钉十字架了，钉十字架了他们以为说我这样做把他钉了十字架，那他死后把他他埋在坟墓里把一个大石头放在坟墓的外面就是把坟墓盖了，那耶稣就不能复活了他们以为他们做了这些事就能够就是 能够把神的救恩呢 就是通过耶稣基督的救恩呢取消。Well, the people thought that those who oppose Christ and those who nailed him to the cross, it is all to their undoing. Their sealing and the guarding of the tomb could not prevent it from being rolled back to their hurt when it was revealed, the empty grave and the risen Christ. 我们看到在第六节第六节约瑟这里说到，约瑟现在是第六节这里说到，当时治理埃及地的是约瑟调粮给那地众民的也是他。约瑟哥哥们来了，脸伏于地向他下拜那我们可以看到他的弟兄弟兄们见到约瑟，你记得吗？他们害他的时候约瑟就是就是拖着父亲的，就是受了父亲的委托来看看他的兄弟的安危看到他的兄弟的安危不过他来到他兄弟那里的时候他们却要他死，却要他死。那他现在我们可以看到这众弟兄来到约瑟这里他的心里是怎么样的呢？他有没有这个恶心说他要他的兄弟死我们可以看到一个人的一个人的心怀第七节说，约瑟看见他哥哥们，就认得他们，却装作生人，向他们说言恶话，问他们说：“你们从哪里来？”他们说：“我们从迦南地来滴粮。”约瑟认他哥哥们，他们却不认他。约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦，就对他们说：“你们是奸细啊！”他想起他以前做了被害多辛苦多辛苦他就说你们是奸细，你们是奸细认识到神给他的这个梦两个梦都成全了在他面前在他面前。那在这个时候他知道了他也经过了他受的苦难苦难，所以第七节他会对他的兄弟们做说这些话 Joseph saw Joseph's brothers when they saw him coming with a multicolored coat. They plotted his destruction. But he's not plotting their destruction. He's going to be harsh with them. But you know that Joseph wept over the agonies he had to subject them in order to demolish and take away their pride and their arrogance. 那现在约瑟啊，要就是他要做一些事，使到他的弟兄们，他们的这个骄傲的心啊，会被指责。When his brethren came before Joseph, they bowed themselves before him with their faces to the earth. It was no coincidence. It was a fulfillment of the dream that God gave to Joseph, which he shared with his brethren. And he had to turn from them and weep. Our text will tell us later in verse 24. So when he did that, he was not an act of malice towards the brothers. As you can see, he wasn't vindictive. He wasn't retaliating, but he had a God-given concern for the ultimate well-being of these ill-desiring, cruel, and murderous brothers. So he disguised himself to them and spoke to them harshly. He spoke to them harshly. These brothers of Joseph had done wickedly, and it seemed that God is dealing with them now. 这些 害约瑟的兄弟们 他们 作恶了 现在神 要 就是要 主持公道 神要主持公道 我们可以看到 他们 做了很多 坏事了 we know that they did a lot of evil. They massacred the Shechemites, who defiled their sister Dinah. Reuben slept with Bilhah, his stepmother, and Judah committed whoredom with Tamar, his brother, his daughter-in-law, and then they colluded to sell Joseph. 我们看到他们 做很多 坏事了 家里就是因为他们做了这些坏事，家里就没有安宁 家中没有安宁 God is now dealing with them after their sins, and Joseph speaks to them harshly is to arouse their conscience,这里也说到，他们对约瑟很不讲理，以前现在他们也尝到这个不讲理的滋味，人对他们不讲理的滋味。They accused Joseph of being their father's spy, the unreasonable or the harsh way in which they treated Joseph. Now they had a taste of it, and so he was accused of being the spy, and the brothers now experience incarceration as they did with their brother. Joseph was in prison for many years, 3 years. Well, the brothers were imprisoned for 3 days. 3 days they were in prison. And you notice Joseph was not vicious toward them. He wanted them to taste what he was, what he went through, in order that their conscience may be activated, and there will be a convicting work in their hearts of their wrong doing. 那这里我们也看到约瑟他对待他的弟兄长兄们，他们把他们关进牢里三天，他自己坐牢有很多年了，不过把这个。弟兄们关了三天，用意是什么呢？使到他们的良心能够发现，使到他良心能够发现，在21节，就说他们的良心发现了，21节 verse 21, shows how their conscience will awaken. 他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上了。He says, and they said one to another, verse 21, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear him. Therefore, this distress is come upon us. 现在神就是要在这兄弟们的心灵动工，就是要他们能够了解到自己心上的罪恶，使到他们能够悔改，使到他们能够悔改。那神也是通过在希伯来书第十二章第五节通过他的指责来教训我们教训我们。神会就是通过事情的发生呢，来指责，来教训我们第五节说，你们要又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可以轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教。那为什么神要管教约瑟的弟兄们呢？的长兄们呢？因为他们呢，要成为以色列国的十二个领袖十二个领袖以色列国会成为一个大国神要就是升起这个以色列国那这十二个弟兄们要做十二个他这个新的国家的领袖，所以他们的品格神要管教神要管教So God is going to use them, and God is going to chastise them. So the Lord says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Indeed, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subject unto the Father of spirits and live? For verily, for a few days chasten us after his own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of holiness. Now, No chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. 那神管教我们的时候啊，凡管教的事，这时不觉得快乐；而被管教的时候，凡觉得愁苦，后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子。就是我们被管教后我们受管教的时候我们能够就是忍受，我们就能够得到平安的果子，平安的果子就是义。So the Lord says that if you are willing to be chastised, know that there's no joy to be chastised, but it will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness for those who will be willing to bear under it. 那我们可以看到如果我们就是知道我们犯错就是肯悔改的话神就能够赦免我们神差派他的独生子耶稣基督降世就是要使到我们能够的罪能够被赦免那以色列国就是通过这兄弟十二个兄弟所组织的神要使用他们不过他们的生命要真的是要得到长进，使到他们的生命是圣洁的是圣洁的God would want them to be partakers of holiness and for them to be a witness for God and finally to bring forth the Messiah of the world through the loins of Israel. God had to deal with them and God had to work a work of sanctification through the chastisement that they go through. This is part one of the text. We will continue part two next week. 我们今天就讲到这里。